Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Oh, yes. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the bunker for another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. We're feeling especially good today. So many new things, new segments, new microphones, new stuff. We've got an amazing guest, and guess who else we have? You got it, Duddy B.
That's right. What's happening, people? We are back with another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. I have made it.
Coronally.
I have made it through the coronal times to the underground bunker lair. I have climbed down the 100-foot-tall ladder. I have cavity-checked myself. I have swam through the pool of Purell. I have gone through the Total Recall X-ray machine. And then I have aced the thermometer test at 98.8. And I made it here today.
You made it. And I want to remind everybody that it is a, like, it's a self-induced cavity check. That is not part of the protocol, but Duddy chooses to do it every day, I think.
You know, better safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
And I got these rubber gloves on, so I might as well use them.
Damn. You did not come down here with a rubber glove today, so that means there's a used, spent Duddy glove somewhere on that ladder that I'm going to have to encounter on the way out.
Can't you know wait. What? You know what? Maybe I'll send that to a lucky winner this week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Question of the week gets Duddy's glove.
Yes, that's right. We're here, and I'm very excited. We're back up and running smooth. I just want to get this out of the way right here at the top. If you are listening to this episode, you have obviously found our new server or you have found our new YouTube page. We did, unfortunately, have to leave the old studio due to coronal times. Mm-hmm. Had to shut down the studio, so we had to start doing the show on our own. And during that time also, we had to create a new server and some new socials because it wasn't the cleanest split from the old studio, but we're back up and running. It's smooth. So if you are listening right now, like I said, you've obviously found the new server or the new YouTube. So please, right now, give us a review. Give us a rating. It really does help the show get noticed. We lost all of our old reviews and ratings.
Hundreds.
Right now, I checked, and on this new server, we have 3. Yep. That's it.
So, you got to start somewhere. So me, you, and Mom have rated the show at this point.
So we need your guys' help. But
look,
yeah,
all 5 stars. So if we're going to
look at
that, 3 5-stars.
That's 15 stars.
So and we don't care, dude. 1 star, 2 stars, tell us we suck. Whatever, dude. Be honest. We don't want to tell you what to do, 5 stars. But give us a bunch of ratings. And if you could write down something in the bottom, Duddy, your hair is luxurious. Whatever. It helps us out. Thank you so much. Hell yeah.
That's right. So let's bring on our guest.
Let's do this. Okay, we have a really cool segment, but we want our guest to be with us on that segment. So we're gonna get him in here now. He's been on the show before. He's a friend of mine, friend of Duddy's, trainer, MMA striking trainer to some of the best UFC fighters, some of the best kickboxers, one of the best women's kickboxer in the world, I think, right now. He is the trainer to everyone who kicks ass. Anthony Gonzalez, what's up? Welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be here, my man.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
that
man,
bunker
stoked.
Is something to get into.
Yeah, your first time down in the bunker.
Yeah.
And he was like, do I have to do a cavity check? I'm like, no, that's just Duddy, and he does that, and I don't know why.
I was down, but
yeah.
Yeah. But
no
you
more
don't
gloves.
Have to. No more gloves.
We ran out of gloves, sorry.
So you're getting, I mean, dude, we're all in the same boat. Duddy's not touring. I'm not cutting hair. And I mean, what's going on for you as a trainer? All MMA is shut down. Kickboxing isn't really happening. What have you been doing?
Yeah, so gyms are shut down. Mm-hmm. No events going on, but there's supposed to be something happening May 9th. So maybe some secret training has been going on.
Potentially.
In a very secret location with very high-level secretive people.
Is it as secret as this bunker?
Probably not.
Yeah, this bunker is super secret.
I can usually just slide in there. Getting in here today was a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, we're going to get some safety wires for that ladder. I know it's dangerous.
And the swimming through the Purell, it always throws everyone off. They're like, you can't do that with just a snorkel. Yeah. And we're like, just go, and you can do that. So everyone at home, just fill up the pool with Purell, dive in.
Eyes open.
Oh, eyes open. Oh,
the better.
You can breathe.
Yeah.
You can breathe. A lot of people don't know that. And then throw a match in. Everyone, be safe out there. But so here's the deal. So you may or may not be training somebody who's going to be on the May 9th, the big UFC card that's coming up. It was supposed to be like last month, but it got canceled. How crazy was that?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I was excited. It's just something that nobody else is doing in the world to be like a part of it. Even though it didn't happen, it wasn't like that big of a letdown because I knew the stakes were high. Like nobody else is doing this. Nobody else is training for a fight. Nobody else is going to fly somewhere or drive somewhere to be at an event that nobody knows the location of and try to do a pay-per-view for people the just world. Quarantining at home.
Pretty much do a pay-per-view for the whole world.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so crazy right now because, Duddy and I, we've said it before, we're huge MMA fans. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are too. The world kind of is now. I mean, it's like the most fun thing to be a part of is MMA. Yeah. And the whole thing was shut down. Yeah, and there's one company, UFC, who's just like daring to cut. There's been talk of a fight island. Supposedly Dana
White was my favorite,
procured an island. Yeah. I kept calling it Fire Island from like Firefest because I'm like, wait, it's not going to fucking happen. But is it? I don't know. Like the world, it's so weird because May 9th is coming up. Mm-hmm. The biggest lightweight fight of all time is headlining this card. And the rest of the card is ridiculous. Yeah. This is one of the best MMA fight cards I've ever seen in my life. I think it's going to happen, right? This is done. Yeah. This is happening. We don't know where. Deal. Where? Is it? No, it's Florida now.
Yeah,
right?
They've announced it's going to be in Florida.
So Florida's starting to let people back to the beaches, and fights are going down in Florida.
They considered like WWE essential, so that's why I'm assuming that's where they're going to have it. So Florida opened their doors to the UFC, and the UFC is going to take advantage of it.
That's so awesome. Are you going to Florida? What's going on?
Damn right.
You got your ticket going to Florida. So.
And is that going to be open to public for
No. So no fans, which will be a little trippy. But I've kind of experienced something like that cornering guys in Japan. So if you're ever in Japan, like at a fight, you'll have 30,000, 40,000 people in the stands, but you can hear a pin drop because they're just so in tune with listening to the fight. And the first time I did it, it was just like, I'm like, oh, shit, I can hear my own voice. So you're just like pushing through. But not something new to me, so you'll see it.
One thing I love about Japan too is, you know, there would be a cool moment in a fight in Japan, like there'd be a takedown and clap. Yeah. You'd hear like we appreciate that lovely takedown. It's not like here where you're screaming murder him. But then also when American fighters would go to Japan, like their wives would go.
Yeah.
And then you would just hear in the crowd, fucking kid. I was going to say it, Eddie Alvarez. He's an amazing fighter. He's one of the best. But every time he fights in Japan, now I hear his wife in the crowd. Yeah. And all she screams is, fucking kill him, Eddie. Get it. And I'm just laughing my ass off. Because they're in Japan and everyone's all polite.
That's great. Like, do you think Eddie's just like, shut the fuck up,
dude,
babe?
Classic.
Oh.
One of my favorite things.
That's
we can say who
you're
training, right?
Yeah.
We can talk about all this. I don't know why we're being so secretive. The times are so weird that literally Duddy and I are like, are you training? Can we ask? You're training Tony Ferguson.
Yeah.
Dude, potentially the best lightweight in the world right now in MMA, who just depending on who you talk to, it's like it's only him, Khabib. There's like maybe three people in the discussion. He's one of them. This is one of the biggest fights ever. He's fighting Gaethje. He was supposed to fight Khabib. Yeah. That fell through for the 400th time. I'm just as excited for this fight. He's fighting Justin Gaethje, who's a fucking murderer. They both just come forward.
Yeah, he's
and
no
throw.
Slouch.
This is unreal, and you're training him, and this is like one of the most pivotal moments in MMA history. This is the only fight happening, and you're a part of the main event.
Yeah,
this is nuts, dude.
I love this. Yeah, it's just like accepting the moment too. It's fucking massive. Like, it's gonna be the first sporting event besides, I forget, like axe throwing that they've had on ESPN.
Oh, really? Axe throwing? I didn't even know.
No, I don't know. So it's massive event. Only sporting event that's going to be on TV. It's pay-per-view. Two of the craziest fighters in the lightweight division going toe-to-toe. The card's insane. So
and you get to be there live.
Yeah, and I get to be there live.
You're gonna be standing right there.
Yeah,
that's
I'm gonna
very
see you on
exciting.
TV again. Yeah. For the I always like take a picture of you and then send it to you whenever I see.
I mean, this fight, you know, like this will be like a historical event.
Yeah. It's the biggest. This might just be the biggest thing because it's the only thing right now.
Yeah.
And this the. After the coronal times, we will forever remember this, right? Like the Great Depression or like anything else, when we're 80 years old, we're all going to be talking about the coronavirus and holy shit, what a time we went through. And this will be like, yes, there was no fighting. There was no sporting. There was nothing happening. And then all of a sudden, this fight happened and you're literally in the main event and it's one of the biggest fights ever.
Yeah.
And it's one of the best cards ever.
Yeah.
Like you look down this card and it's just like, almost all of them are pay-per-view main events. It's really crazy.
Oh, I can't wait to have something to be excited about watching. I can't wait.
Yeah.
And it's controversial.
Yeah.
Like half the people are like, this shouldn't be happening. You know, and then half the people are like, please. Anyway. It's so gnarly. How, you're in it. You're doing it. What do you feel like right now? What is your
I'm excited, but I mean, it's almost like business as usual. Up until we get there. And getting that feeling of like, oh, this is different.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can go to any fight, like especially with the UFC, they have it down to a T of as when you get there, you're going to do this. You have your schedule, they hold to that schedule, anything like that. So this is going to be a little different as we won't have like media. We won't have an open workout.
Right.
Yep. We won't have like XYZ, which takes a lot of that stress of having that out of play. And you can just focus on the weight cut. Focus on this and that, but now it's how are we getting there? What's that game plan like?
Is there fight camp going on?
Yeah, I mean you have to have it,
yeah.
But it's a select few people going in. We're making sure we're clean, anything like that, like as much as you can. Like if you're sick, don't come in.
You can't come in.
Yeah,
I've seen pictures online too. Like there's always dudes with masks on. You guys all got your arms around each other. Like, hey, we're training, but
and it's
masked
just like,
up, glove.
And it's like, okay, you can have them out, but no matter what, you can't not be physical.
Yeah.
Like, you can, you're going to do remote training with a high-level athlete
ready.
Where you need to get hit, where you need to feel impact, where you need to, like, or you truly need a partner. So it's how it is. So you got to do it.
You got to do it.
But the other thing, too, it's like you have to have that conversation with your family and be like, hey, there's this going on. Like, I have the opportunity of being a part of something massive. Like that might, to me, I still don't grasp the size of it, but like it's slowly creeping up because you know it's coming.
Yeah.
So you just have that conversation and you're like, hey, are you okay with it? I'll do my best to keep clean and I'll come home. And if I'm sick or anything like that, I'll just disappear for a couple weeks.
Holy shit. When do you guys go to Florida?
Don't even know yet.
So everything still is kind of
so,
secretive?
Yeah. Yeah, they're trying to keep it as close to... like need to know basis like as possible. As of right now, I just know that there's a fight happening.
Yeah.
So my fighter and friend needs to get ready.
And he made weight, which is the craziest thing. Cause he, you know, the fight was supposed to be whatever a few weeks ago. So Tony Ferguson, he just makes weight just to show that he was ready. And I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Ready.
Just, I saw that actually. I saw that
online. Playing some
like,
mental
damn.
Chess right there.
Hell yeah.
He's the possibly
I'm ready to
the
go.
Most mentally strong dude.
Dude, he's such a beast.
I mean, that's the thing is Gaethje too.
Yeah,
they both know what it is. It's like we're going in there.
Kind of cut from the same cloth.
I think so.
Sure.
They really remind me of each other quite a lot. They're honest with each other. They're not out there saying like, I don't know. They're just the dudes that are like, we go in there and we throw down and whatever the fuck happens, happens.
Yeah.
There's game plans. I know that.
Obviously,
you know?
But
I think they're both reactionary fighters where they're like, I go in and I create the game plan I want by making you just deal with my shit. So I'm almost potentially more excited. I am just
equally,
as excited for this as for the Khabib fight, maybe even more for some reason.
Because I think with the Khabib fight, like, you know what kind of fight that's going to be. Like, you kind of could already kind of see, like, okay, here's what he's going to bring, and, like, I don't know.
I guess that fight was, I don't know, they're both
awesome, honestly,
but I swear to God, these are just two of the most action-heavy
dudes
ever.
Totally.
And they're clashing, and you're going to be standing right there in the frickin' ring.
In the mix.
During coronal times.
Yeah.
And speaking of coronal times, you guys, we have a brand new segment that we're so fucking pumped about. Because everybody loves a little conspiracy theory. Duddy loves it. I love it. Look, I made fun of Bigfoot famously on the show a long time ago, right? But I love Squatchy, and I want him to be real, or her. or Zim, whatever Bigfoot identifies as. I want that to be respected and real. I just haven't seen the proof yet. So there are conspiracy theories out there, but Duddy and I want to have a brand new segment for you guys. And it's if we have heard a new recent conspiracy theory that we think is awesome, we want to ask you guys if you think it's real. This is Conspiracy Query.
That's right. Conspiracy Query. I'm not saying that I believe this. I'm not telling you to believe this. I'm not saying I came up with this. All I'm saying is I heard this theory. I actually heard this theory yesterday, and I was like, oh, that's a good one. Like, that's an interesting take on this shit. And if it, and it, you could be like, well, I could kind of see that. I could see that being a real thing. If you told me that's what was real, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, it makes sense, I guess. I don't know.
We're not saying this is real. We're asking you, what do you think about this? This is Conspiracy Query. Duddy shared a conspiracy theory with Anthony and I before the show, and we said, let's put this out as a query. Let's hear
this. This is
Doug.
A query. Here is my conspiracy query. Do you believe this? So this was a way.
It's already good.
Do you believe this? That's a drop, so continue.
The governments had heard that there was a giant meteor coming towards the Earth. So instead of saying that there was going to be a meteor coming towards the Earth and causing massive panic, they said that there was a virus out there, so everyone should be quarantined, stock up on some food and water, and that was their way to get everyone off the streets, make sure everyone was stocked up on some food and water, and obviously fucking toilet paper.
You have to have lots of it.
And that was their way to safely clear the streets and get everyone bunkered up in their houses for when this meteor hit to try and save lives. And then, you know, the meteor doesn't hit, and then they can just say, cool, the virus has passed. Everyone can leave their houses.
So according to, that's a conspiracy.
That's
I
a
like
conspiracy
it.
Theory. I'm not okay. saying that that is true.
So you're saying you believe this.
I'm not saying I believe that.
You made this up.
I did not make this up.
You did not.
I heard this
oh.
from a source.
Okay.
And then I chose to say, huh, that's a creative theory. I'm not saying I believe it.
You don't believe this.
I kind of don't. You know, I kind of don't believe it, but it's a good one.
Yeah. It's an interesting
one. It's a fun one. You can make a movie out of it.
You absolutely could. All right, I like it.
Yeah.
Another Armageddon.
The question, I guess, is do you believe it? Do you believe a meteor was coming down and the virus was unleashed upon us simply to put us in our homes and to get Netflix a few more views?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens? Let's discuss.
Okay.
I have a couple holes in the thing.
Okay.
Saving lives by killing lives seems a little weird, but I can understand that maybe this would be a few less lives than a meteor hit.
Yes.
But I don't know if our houses would save us from a meteor. I think we'd still all be very dead.
I think that they were saying, you know, it would be safer for everyone to just be in their houses than for everyone to just be running around town. You know, if everyone's running around on the streets in New York and a fucking meteor hits and all those buildings fall down, I mean, I guess there's nothing
you're dead
to do.
Yeah, you're dead anyway. I guess if you're
maybe
far,
that they knew they were gonna die. So that's it. Like if you know you're gonna die, you have like a finite time to live, you're going to go out do crazy shit.
Yeah.
So they said, let's just stick everyone in their house so they don't realize.
They didn't want people out there like looting and rioting and like the world's coming to an end.
That's
you know,
it. Yeah.
That's what it was.
They're like, let's just get them thinking about this other thing because if we say meteor's coming,
fucking
everyone's
world's
on the
coming to an end.
Guns,
yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
you're going to have
absolutely
a this
right.
is the end scenario.
Yes.
Somebody's going to be on a leash.
So I love that because you just plugged up one hole. Yeah. So the loss of lives from a bigger loss. Yeah. I get that.
Yes.
You plugged another hole. So this theory is
and it seems
decent.
Like the lives that are being lost are like either older people or people who already had like existing problems. Yeah. Right, so it was kind of like kill off like the old and the weak and, yeah, you know, save the strong.
But
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not saying anything. It's not my theory.
So you're saying you believe you
I'm not
of
saying
this.
I believe it. I'm not saying I don't. I'm just saying it's there.
This is what happened for real. Yeah. These are facts you're saying.
That's not facts.
This is a conspiracy query. I liked it, dude. I tried to poke some holes into it and you plugged them.
Yeah.
Right up. Because
so
now
you go.
I think it's real.
So you're welcome.
So there you
I
go.
I officially think it's real. Conspiracy query.
Query?
That was awesome.
Thanks.
Do you believe that? We're going to have more of these.
I like it. I like it.
So, Anthony.
Yeah.
You brought us energy drinks and you brought us some tequila. Let's quickly. Yeah. What's up with the tequila? You brought us a cool gift. We're like, why not show it off?
So this is my buddies over from Los Sundays. So they have. This bottle that I brought you is their coconut flavor. So it has a hint of coconut to it. It's not like overpowering, doesn't taste like fruity. It's just a good clean tequila. Like my favorite is their Reposado. It's a little aged and it's fucking amazing. Goes down easy. You can get it anywhere at BevMo's in California. So
bam. Say the name one more time.
Los Sundays.
Hell yeah. And for the viewers, Duddy zoomed in on it. And you also brought us energy drinks. So when we're hungover from the tequila the next day.
Oh, hell yeah.
What's up with the energy drink? Because I know you're like a part of this.
This is my company. So
tell
it's the Antidote Active Recovery. So we've been working on this shit for 3 years now. And then we finally nailed everything down, got the formula out right, things like that. So it's a nootropic base, energy and focus. Drink, it's a shot, so it's 2.5 ounces. You tried it, has a little hint of a little cough syrup taste, but it's medicine for you.
Yeah, and you were like
nothing really fucking tastes good. Like if I wanted to make it taste like raspberry or like overly flavored or just be easy to go down, it's like, you know what, it is what it is. Take it, enjoy it. It's good in the fridge, but you'll feel the effects of it.
I'm not going to lie, man.
I like it.
I took one before the show, and I'm fired up.
Dude, we smoked multiple bonglos before the show, and I was a little zippity-doo-dah,
this
and now
is
I'm
our
feeling fired
third
up.
Take. This is our third take. We bombed the first two tries, and we had to restart the third two. So I went, and we took more bongtokes, and then I chugged one of these shots, and we're like, whee! Let's go.
Dude, Duddy and I have like never do a second take. Yeah, we absolutely had to restart three times, and I feel fired up. And here's the thing. I told Anthony, because he didn't tell me what it tastes like. He just, I opened it up, and I drank it, and I'm all, ooh, I go, it has a little cough syrup taste. And he's like, I know, it's kind of gross. I go, no, I like that. But I think there's a lot of people out there like me. When I was a kid, I liked the taste of cough syrup. I'd be like, give me another hit of that.
Yeah,
I like
I agree.
The smell of gasoline. It's gross, but you love it, right?
Yeah.
Let me get some more of that.
Is it one of these? Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh, my
ew,
God.
Ew,
what is that?
Ew.
Dude, this
always
is
the
thing.
Third sniff.
Really? I'm telling this story, guys.
I was
you
fucking
just did there.
Seven.
Duddy's 7 years old, so that means I'm like 8 or 9 at this. I'm 9 probably. Duddy is laying on the floor. He farts. And he wafts the fart into his own face, and I don't even know why. He just looks at me and he goes, ew, 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 ew. And he's just sniffing and being grossed out by his own fart.
Oh,
I love that.
I was
still,
7, people.
Yeah, maybe you were 15. I don't remember. No, you're a
farts,
young
though.
Boy.
Speaking of farts, so the one thing that I did hear recently, too, is that coronavirus through crop dusting. So, like... I didn't read full into detail. This might have just been a headline, but it did catch my attention. But I didn't feel like I needed to dive into it. But it definitely,
headline.
I was definitely, I think I was just definitely sold on like, if you fart and you have it, now you're putting other people in danger.
Dude, I think we have ourselves another fucking. I think we have ourselves another conspiracy query.
Yeah.
Oh, do you believe?
Do you believe that crop dust can get you sick,
dude? The picture that I saw, it was just a stock photo of like probably 3 people in line at Disneyland.
Yeah.
It was just from their butts down, just in jeans, just nothing, a nothing shot, and it said like, does farting past coronavirus. I couldn't stop laughing.
It was great.
We made a left fucking turn.
Dude,
all we were doing
that's
was like cough syrup and then Dude, just... back to the antidote. Yeah. So yeah, we got super stoned, started the show over 45 times, and then got more stoned, and then we drank the fucking antidote, and I love the taste of it, and we're feeling fired up.
Yeah.
So it's a nutrition-based drink.
Yeah,
like you said, you didn't want to pour a bunch of sugar and dye into it to make it taste like a cherry off a tree.
So it's as healthy as you can get for an energy shot. Zero caffeine, so you won't get jitters, no crash, anything like that. It's a nootropic base, so it's good for memory, focus, and then energy. So our energy is from orange peel extract. So everything that we put in here, too, is water soluble. So it breaks the blood-brain barrier like that. So
you
you'll
just instantly feel it.
Yeah, but without, like, it's more heady. Like, you know how you take any other energy drinks and you get, like, you'll start jittering or, like, get that real pump? Some people like that, too. I know I do what's it called, like,
pre-workout?
Like, on occasion, but... Shit, sometimes you don't work out, you take it and you're like going through a mediocre workout and you're like, my heart's going to pump out of my chest. So with this, it won't give you any of that. And then anytime you take it, it's the same feeling. So you don't grow accustomed to it. Like you drink coffee, like if you're a consistent coffee drinker, it's almost like a habit now. Like, I get the first jolt or whatever. But sometimes you're like, I need 6 cups to really feel something. This, just take the shot and you're fine. And it lasts 4 to 7 hours. So
that's great.
Yeah,
man.
Literally, I'm absolutely fucking zipping out.
Yeah. I'm fired up.
I love it. I'm fired up because I'm the type of dude, I drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I feel it. Yeah. I drink it because I like it.
Yeah. It's a.
I think I feel it. I don't know. Do you anymore? Do you ever drink a cup of coffee and just be like, I'm ready?
Absolutely not. I drink an entire fucking pot of coffee. Yeah. And I literally drink coffee until my stomach starts to hurt a little bit. And then I'm like, okay, I think I've had enough.
Duddy, what's your morning routine? I drink coffee till my stomach starts to hurt.
Yeah.
And it's lunchtime.
Yeah.
And then, oh my God. But yeah, I'm loving this because I started to drink coffee because I loved feeling the energy from it. Now I drink it just because it is a habit and I like the taste.
Yeah,
and
I love the taste of coffee.
Morning.
Yeah, it's a routine thing. So.
But even a Red Bull or anything like that, I drink them sometimes because I want to, you know, and I'm like, I don't know if I feel anything from this.
Yeah.
I never drink energy drinks, but like, you know, once every blue moon or something, if we're on a vacation or whatever, and I just want to stay up, I'll fucking crank one down and like, God damn. Yeah. I'm like, woo.
You do?
Yeah. Cause I never drink them.
Yeah.
So it's like definitely hits me hard. Yeah.
I like that feeling sometimes, but it's good. You brought us like a few boxes of it.
Yeah.
So that means
I'm stoked. Thank you
for some shows. Hell yeah, dude. So
you wanted to get into the, what was it, a subject of the day or a tip?
Yeah, so previously on the show, Duddy and I would try to come up with like a subject of the day, a word of the day, but we realized it becomes hard to find a motivational subject or word of the day because we started reusing them.
We've had 50 episodes.
We've had 50 episodes.
Everybody's a motivational speaker. Right now,
too. Yeah. Like, stay energized and focus. Well, we already did that one. So we kind of decided to just turn it into a tip of a day, a tip of the day. Obviously something to make you feel good. That's what this show's about. Something easy. It could be go for a fucking jog. Something easy that everyone can do to help them feel better. And Anthony is, you know, a personal trainer and a you know, MMA striking coach, a motivational guy. That's why we love him. That's why we have him on the show. Do you have a tip for everybody out there? Something simple they can plug
into
their life.
One of my favorite things, and I did this before quarantine, probably not as much, not every day, but right now it's I call a different friend. Like, I hit them up. Doesn't matter who it is. Like, they just pop up. If I was thinking about them earlier in that day or something like that, call them, like, have a chat for about, like, an hour, whatever it is. Everybody's, like, in a more upbeat mood, too. It's either FaceTime or you, like, now a lot of people are doing, like, FaceTime, Zoom, whatever. Mm-hmm. But even if you just pick up the phone, call somebody, it might make their day, too.
That's so, I wasn't planning on that one.
I love that, and it's so easy for anyone to do.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, because you could text people because you're usually texting people all day, but pick up the phone, call.
If you're listening, you're listening to this podcast, you have the technology to call somebody.
Yeah.
So I love that. That's great. And right now, dude, like you said, like people are stoked.
Yeah.
People, you're like, what's up? Oh my God, a person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. That's great. You know what? You're sitting at home. You're fucking quarantined in your house for how long has it been now? 3 years, it feels like. I have no idea what day it is, what month it is, what time it is. I'm always hungry. Yeah. I don't know why. I'm just sitting at home, just hungry. And then your phone rings and it's your buddy and you're just like, oh, Does that kind of make you feel good, Jake?
Oh, fucking, you know it
does. Oh, fuck, man. Woo! On this podcast, speaking of, we have a few things that make us feel good. And one of those is Koi CBD. We absolutely love this product. I utilize this stuff every single day. I've told you before, they gave me this huge bottle of the droppers, like 1,500 milligram dropper bottle with a spray top. I open my mouth in the morning, it's like it's fucking Banaka. I throw down a bunch of those, and they have a new inhaler, which is amazing. I take a couple of those, and I'm just feeling good. I'm ready to start my day. And then right now as well, they are doing something super cool on their site, guys. And everyone needs this right now. They have Koi CBD hand sanitizer. That's right, and it smells delicious. And what they are doing is every ounce that they sell, they are matching, and they are handing them, or they're giving them to first responders and hospitals all through Southern California. So please go to Koi CBD, pick up some amazing products, buy some hand sani, and put in code DUDDYB at checkout, and you will get 20% off your order. That's right, KoiCBD.com, code DUDDYB at checkout, 20% off. Yeah. Also, another amazing company, Onnit. Onnit with two N's, O-N-N-I-T. I love this company. I talk about them every episode. And they have so many amazing products. I take the, right now, every single day, I've been taking the Alpha Brain. I've been taking it every day now for like 6 or 7 months. And I definitely see a difference. I'm sharper. My memory is definitely better. And for the last few months, I've been taking the Shroom Tech Immune Boost, which is great. That's coming in handy right now. But also an amazing product right that me and my brother have both been taking. I love it. And I just found out that Jared, you know, Jared Watson of the Dirty Heads, he's also taking this and he loves it. It's called New Mood. And it's I take it at like 5 in the afternoon. It's not a sleeping pill, so you're not going to pass out right away. But it just kind of relaxes you at the end of the day, helps you calm down. And then when you do fall asleep and you sleep through the whole night like a baby. I love it. That's on it. .com, O-N-N-I-T, and if you /Duddy after that, you're going to save 10%. That's right, you heard it here.
That's right, you heard it here. Is that your new sign?
I don't know, it was good, it felt good.
Oh my God, I like that. That should be your dip out, dude.
All right, you heard
That's
it here.
That's right, you heard it here. Duddy out.
1960s dad right there.
Yeah. You go tell them that you heard it here, boys.
You heard it here, people.
Get out there and tell people's things. Well, fucking dude, you just nailed that sponsor. Thanks, man. Fired up.
So, I'm fired up.
Here's what you've done. You've taken Alpha Brain, which your tippity top, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you drank the antidote.
I drank the antidote.
And you are just fucking sniper accuracy.
You know what's
point.
Funny about the antidote is the name because
Does your name have anything to do with the name? I just hit me. Anthony. Everyone calls him Ant. So I was just like, wait a minute.
My wife always says if I was a superhero, my name would be the Antidote.
What?
Because I know this is fuck. I should not say this and put this out in the world, but like I rarely get fucking sick. And if I do get sick, I'm sick for like 10 hours. And then I'm like, good, I'm ready to go. You know, and I can't even think of a time on tour or anything where I've been sick. And if, like I said, so she, and like our, my whole family will be sick, like full on flu action sick, and I'll be taking care of all three of them, and I'll never even get like a sniffle. So she's always just like, fuck, should be called the Antidote.
Well, now you got it.
So now I got, like, can I get a sponsor on this or something? Yeah. Like,
oh my God. Like, oh man. The Antidote.
The Antidote.
I got the guy. I know. Do we get him like some underwear and some spats? Like.
Dude, I'll be your mascot. I'll be your mascot, bro.
He's up there just looking at a coronally quarantined town. This town's under quarantine. It needs me.
Just talk. Right, we got to figure out a commercial for this.
Oh, I love this, dude. We're working on it.
That's fucking amazing. So, the antidote. I love that.
You know, should we get into it?
We need to get
into
it.
Let's get into it.
This is like our favorite thing. So we're so stoked now. We have the conspiracy query at the top of the show. And then Duddy and my favorite segment to do right now is Scary Zone. And Anthony said that you have a Scary Zone story that potentially has to do with you going down to Mexico.
I feel like all my scary stories are from Mexico. But this one, I'm like, specifically this one. So probably 7, 8 years old. So at the time in this town that my dad's from, our family has a ranch down there. So you have like a main center plaza that they like everybody this time of year in January, like, gets together and does a bunch of shit. So we go in there, and it's like kids running amok. Like, you don't know what your parents are doing. And they're just like, hey, go over there. Here's some money for arcade and some games and stuff like that. And you're like, people are just drinking everywhere, getting hammered. Zero street lights, by the way, but you know how to get there because everybody's like migrating towards that place. Well, when my dad forgets to tell me, and I'm with my cousin who's 2 years older than me, he's like, you guys can take care of each other. You're fine in a country. You have no idea what you're doing here. And like, probably the last time you were here, you were just born. So it was just like, that's it. So go, you'll be fine. So a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old, we're just cruising around. Well, they have this bull that it's a guy who has a wooden bull over the top of him, and then fucking fireworks shoot out. So everybody starts running. As this guy's running through the crowd with this bull, like, it's not like they make like a big announcement that this guy comes out. It's just all of a sudden, surprise.
Darkness and then a bull with fireworks.
Yeah. So you have this guy coming out, like, people are playing music, and you hear people just running, and then these firecrackers chasing people, like, launching from this guy. Sounds it's not amazing. Just like on him in sparklers. It's like, oh, if this hits you, it's gonna burn you. So me and my cousin, we just look at each other. We just blast start running. Well, we start running. You don't stop. And next thing you know is like we turn a corner and we're just like in a dark alley, not figuring out what's going on. So this is where the scary part comes along. So you had to preface it with that.
I was already scared.
Yeah. So we run from this bull. We're scared shitless. Now we're in a dark alley. And we don't know which direction to go because we just ran and just were turning corners and going through shit trying to get away from fireworks. So we're in the alley, and then so we're like, okay, where do we go? So we just start walking kind of where we think we know to go. So we're in the alley, pitch black, can't see shit. Everybody's out of their houses. They're at the plaza, so no house lights or anything like on the street. So it's as dark can get for a kid at that age. So we're holding on, like, not holding on to each other, but like shoulder to shoulder. We're just like, all right, if something happens, like, what are we gonna do? I can feel him shaking. So like, you hear anything, and then prior to that too, it's like you hear all these scary stories from your grandma, like, oh yeah, well, in our town this happened, in our town that happened. So you're just like, so you have that embedded in you of like, oh shit. All of a sudden, out of the corner, like out of just a little hallway, something comes out, just fully decked out, and you can't see anything, so it just is a shadow, and you just hear, like, some grumbling. Next thing you know, we're just beelined it, just straight to wherever we're going. Hit another corner. That thing, what we didn't know at the time, is still just, like, falling behind us. We're hearing, like, it's this guy, this murderer that was in their town earlier that still runs the streets, so we have that in our head.
Oh, my Grandma God. Was telling yeah, grandma, you just like, just, stories.
Yeah, just trying to scare the shit out of us to make us better kids. You know, grandmas.
Yeah.
Don't and go into so alleyways.
Finally, we turn another corner and we see a little glimpse of light. We get out. Dude, we're busting in tears. We just don't know what just happened. Still to this day, me and him talk about it. We're like, it had to be this guy. the guy that was going to scare us. We know it wasn't. It was probably just some drunk dude. That's what my brain's telling me. But if I were down that alley again, I'd be like, this is where that guy lives. He's murdering people.
It could be a drunk dude who happens to be a murderer that runs the streets.
Yeah, I mean, wow. That's a good one.
That is scary.
The scene was set.
The scene was absolutely set, dude.
Yeah, nice. So it doesn't get better than that. But we made it. We finally, like, made it to Little Light, but definitely shed some tears. And we're happy to be alive.
Dude, I love that you don't know. You will forever go on. Remembering that guy. I'm sure
and we still talk about it. Like, I'll see him because my cousin lives in Bend, Oregon now. So anytime he comes back into town, we're just like, so what do you think? Was it this or was it that?
Remember, like, when we escaped from the murderer?
Yeah, exactly. So
just like
we have that story.
Fart wafting, breathing story. That will forever.
Well, fuck, man. I think, you know, speaking of fart wafting, that could kind of lead us right into this next episode, Jake.
Oh, my God. You really are, dude. I'm fired today. That was a great, great scary zone. One of the best. I love that. Someone will take that and make a movie, and you'll see it and be like, what the fuck, man? Or you'll be stoked. That leads us right into Poopersville. So play that Pooperville drop. I looked at Anthony. He's not even behind me. The other Anthony. Yeah. You said you have a poop story.
I do. I think we all do, but it's just some of us are willing to be on TV or YouTube or anything and
social media.
Let you know when I shit myself.
Everyone on our show, that every guest, everyone that comes on our show seems to be willing to tell everyone that they
you
shit themselves.
And our fans or listeners, you know, like, I love it. They all tell us. And I mean, one of our last episodes we did was with Evan Hawkins from the band Through the Roots and his girlfriend, Britt, she's like a model, and she's like beautiful. Yeah. She's a gorgeous girl, and she told us the funniest shit story, dude. Nice. You're like, I love this.
Clogging shit story, dude.
That was like, great.
All right. Everyone's down.
Yeah.
So let's hear it.
So I was just blowing the camera angle so hard here for a second, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That whole time that I was just sitting there talking, it was just a close-up on Anthony.
Oh, nice.
actually, let's say that, because a lot of people do watch our show, and we're going to premiere this one on Facebook like we always do. Duddy's controlling all these cameras. So if you see Duddy constantly reaching down and looking like he's touching a touch screen on his phone and controlling all... Yeah, show him some angle switches.
I just gave Jake an angle.
Yeah.
I'm going to give Anthony one. I'm going to give me
listeners,
one.
For the listeners, he's zooming in on
back
different
to all
people.
Of us. Boom. Just like that.
Bam.
I'm even going to give one on this dope-ass Kerf surfboard that they... wonderful people at Kerf Surfboards made for us. Thank you guys.
Thank you so much. Dude, we're getting new technology into the bunker. Our show is finally back up to, you know, dude, all the shows we did in the bunker were great. They were funny. We had, but you know, we got the sound quality now, Duddy's man and the cameras. Oh, we're back. So let's hear a fucking poop story.
Like I said, a lot of my scariest stories happen in Mexico. So it's a poop story from Mexico.
All right.
Love it.
It's probably one of the earliest ones that I can remember because there's been multiple after, but this one. So down in we're down in Rosarito, Baja California, anything like that. So my grandparents were gonna buy like a little ranch property down there. So we go down, and so they have these prefabricated homes and stuff like that, so they can show you the layout of the place. So I go with my grandparents, and they're like, all right, like, you're fine, and we're going to hang out. We're going to go look at these houses and just pick out whichever one we want. Well, it's like 3-4 hours there. For a kid, that's a long time, and I'm like, I hear my stomach rumbling. Like, ugh. I'm like, do you have to use a restroom? And you're like, as a kid, like, you don't want to ask, like, people. You're used to being like, oh, I can go to my bathroom. I'm usually at home. I know where the bathrooms are at. Like, I'm fine.
Especially a dump.
You're and I'm like, I don't feel comfortable. At that time, I did not feel comfortable dumping anywhere.
I'll hold it forever.
So I'm going to hold it. And you just like feel like the pressure just growing and growing. So I'm like just sitting down and you're just rocking, like, like just settle down. Like it'll be okay. And we're taking a tour through the houses and I'm just going like, it's just hurting, and I'm like taking slow steps, just trying to get upstairs. Next thing you know, it's just like I feel something coming out, and I'm in board shorts.
Board shorts don't hold it in.
Nothing to catch it. So it's just these little droplets. Basically leaving a trail. How to get back downstairs? So I'm just and then I don't say anything. Obviously, you're embarrassed. Like, you're not gonna say anything. Like. And you see, my grandma comes down the stairs first, and she's like, "What is that?" She's looking, and I'm just like, with the death, just sweating. Like it wasn't me, but it was me. Look, I was gonna be perfectly guilty of.
There's
like,
no way.
There's
out
no
of
way
it.
I was getting out of it. It was like, what? A rabbit just shit up the stairs, and now he's up here with us.
Oh, that's so.
So that
good.
Was my very first like shit myself story. It was
just a little trail.
Just little nuggets. Dude, this is funny because, you know, our third member, the dude that helps us with everything, all our technical stuff and social media, he's here. His name's Anthony. He was a guest on our show a few shows back, and he told us a story about dropping little tiny poo nuggets. So two guys named Anthony, both dropping little doo-doo nuggets right on out, both at their grandma.
With their grandma. Yeah. It's a thing,
that's
apparently.
That's awesome, dude.
Apparently it's a thing.
So, yeah.
Oh, in a prefab
And still to this day, like, it'll pop up, like, every, like, 4 or 5 years, and my girl will be like, oh, remember when we were? I'm like, oh, my God. Like, you're just like, damn it, really? Like, I needed the reminder, but now you all know my shit story.
I love it.
You're welcome.
Oh, I fucking love it, dude. A killer scary zone, an amazing poopersville. Hell yeah, dude. A new segment.
Loved the conspiracy queries.
Yeah,
if you guys have any great conspiracies that you've heard that you want us to talk about on this show, hit us up, because I love to hear them all.
We need them.
Yeah. Anything else, Anthony? Where can people find you?
So you can find me on, like me personally, you can find me on Instagram, Coach Ant.
Coach Ant, that's at Coach Ant.
Yeah, just type that in there, it should pop up. For the antidote, if you guys want to order, do anything like that, go to antidotedrinks.com, pop up there. Easy to find on your phone too, we got that fully set up, website's dialed in, and then set you guys up with the discount code, could be DuddyB.
Yeah, man, I love it, man.
And then I'll put that on there, and then you guys can shoot it out to your viewers and listeners and stuff like that.
Love it, yeah. And we'll put a link on this episode with it as well.
So, yeah, just find me on there, and then hopefully in 2 weeks you'll see us on TV.
Here's the deal:
you guys get to watch some fucking fights finally.
Okay, are they going to call it UFC 249 again?
Yeah, that's what they're calling it. Yeah, it's UFC 249. They put out the fight card already.
Yep.
Looks like everybody signed contracts and. Fighters are willing to fight, so put on a show for you guys.
I'm so excited.
So you order 249 UFC, you watch, and you're going to see Anthony. He's going to be in the ring, in the corner, Tony Ferguson, in the main event. You'll see him there, and you'll see him on Tuesday on Facebook. Yeah. Dude, this was a great episode.
Awesome. Great episode. Thank you, Anthony.
I know.
This was awesome.
Love the bunker.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry you have to go. Actually, you have to go back through all of that stuff.
Do we get a cavity check as we go out?
You can if
you
want.
If you want to. Yeah. And also look for Duddy's spent cavity check glove on the way out.
We'll go on
ladder.
A search mission.
Right on. Thank you guys so much. Another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. And also, I wanted to let you guys know, we do have a Patreon page. We're going to be releasing 2 episodes a week for free of the Feeling Good with Duddy. But we also are going to have an extra episode every week that will be just for our Patreon members. We have a lot of other fun stuff going on over there. So head on over to patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy, and you will get a bonus episode every single week. Other than that, cutlassbrand.com. Go put code DuddyB in, and you will get 15% off your order. And I believe right now when you hear this episode, we are having a 25% off all of our outerwear. So go check that out, cutlassbrand.com. Code DuddyB, 15% off. Give us reviews. Give us ratings. It helps out.
It does.
Stay safe, people. Wash your hands.
Yeah.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.